review a little bit what we learned yesterday. Okay, Mizmor and Beis. Okay, I'll read the Pesukim again and just go over a couple of things. We didn't do yet the Rashis though. Okay, we didn't do the Rashis, so let's read over. Let's go over the whole page. Lamnatzeach maskil leDavid. This is a Mizmor. Mizmor Nun Beis is Noiv Ir HaKoyhanim. Nun Beis is Noiv. As Rav Kalman Shaloni mentioned yesterday, it's a remez to what happened to the Churban of Noiv Ir HaKoyhanim. And the maskil, according to the Mitzvah David, is to learn the lesson of Lashon Hara, of fake news, misinformation, disinformation, slander, and all the chol hanilvim elav, all the evil that comes with abuse of language. So Bavo, what is there for this is for the conductor? This is a maskil. Mm-hmm. This is a composition of wisdom, leDavid. Bivoy, with regard to what episode are we discussing? Bivoy, Doyek or Adoyimi? Doyek, who was David's friend, now became his mortal enemy. Adoyimi, we learned yesterday that it means that he was supposedly a Jew, and he lived in the land of Edom. Vayaged l'Shaul, he told Shaul, Vayar Melo, we learned yesterday the double repetition is Vayaged. And Vayomer Bo David El Beis Achimelech. David has arrived in the home of Avi Achimelech. Achimelech was the Kohen Gadol of the Mishkan that resided in Noiv. And he told Shaul that the entire city of Noiv. Testing, 1, 2, 3, I'll just go closer. And he told him that the entire city of Noiv is rebelling against Shaul, because they fed him from the Lechem upon him. And they gave David a weapon of Goliath that was there. They had it stored there in that location. And David now says that Adoig Matis Halel Bera Hagibor. You wicked man, you Gibor. He called Doeg a Gibor, and everyone here seems to say that he's a Gibor in Torah. How dare you abuse your Torah knowledge, your status as being a Talmud Chacham, being a member of the clergy, you're a Gibor, and how dare you praise yourself in the evil that you have brought about by slandering me to Shaul and claiming that I'm enemy, public enemy number one. And according to the Mitzvah Stavit, what does this mean? It means over here is Chesed. It means that you think that by your enactment of all of these policies of censoring me, canceling me, and painting me as a villain in the eyes of society, that you're going to be able to conquer me. You're a fool, because Chesed Kel Kol Hayim. Hashem knows that I am correct, and He will show me kindness, and there will always be someone that will help me, provide for me. Hashem will arrange that I have sustenance, and I am able to live and exist. And all of your plans to censor me and cancel me and destroy me are going to fail. That's the way the Mitzvah Stavit learned Shah and the Pasik. And the Mitzvah Stavit is learning what Chesed means, the kindness of Hashem. Chesed Kel. We learned yesterday in the other Pshat from the Malbim that Chesed Kel means is that you are engaging in a Chilul Hashem. The word chesed sometimes does not mean kindness, but means disgrace. It's a disgrace. So you want to say it's a euphemism, I'm not so sure that the Malba means it's a euphemism. I think he's saying over here that it's used literally. Pen yichasedcha shamea. He brings a pasuk from Mishlei. And the way the final word chesed means, actually, he seems to be saying, maybe that's what it means over there, I don't know. He's saying that it means an abomination, it means a disgrace. And you, and the word Kel according to the Malbim means, Kel means Hashem, and you are disgracing the name of Hashem every single day with your ugly behavior. We then suggested another pshat, that Chesed Kel Kol Yom means you are engaging in a mighty disgrace. Okay, who says word Kel here means Hashem? Maybe word Kel here means mighty, it means great, magnificent. you are engaging every day in a magnificent form of chil, of disgrace. Pasuk Dalit, Havois Tachshev Lishonecha, the words that come out of your mouth indicate the words of corruption that come out of your mouth are a Freudian slip to what's going on in your heart. Your heart is evil, is corrupt, is no good. The Havois Tachshev Lishonecha, your tongue is revealing the thoughts of your mind. Kisar Milutosh Oise Rimiya. And what you do, yeah. So that's what the Mitzvah says. Word Tachshav means to think. But a Lashon, a tongue, does not think. A tongue speaks. The tar, correct. The tongue is a weapon. That's the next part of the passage. That's like a separate phrase, which of course is all. Lashoncha kisar?
Yeah.
No, the Farsh don't say that. They say that the expression, even the trap, Havois tachshoiv lishoinecha, period. Next statement. Kisar milutosh oisei rimiya. We separate, there's a break after the word lishoinecha. All the Mepharshim say that. And I only know. How do you translate it? As a sharpened razor. So it's the next statement. They go. Is an explanation, right? Correct. I never meant to say that. Of course it does. What I meant to say is that in the sentence structure, when you read the words, you put a pause after lishonecha, havois tachshav lishonecha, and then we explain. Your tongue is like kisahar milutosh, a sharpened razor. Okay, the second clause is explaining the first clause, but there are two separate clauses, and you put a break, you put a pause, a comma, after you read the words Havois Tachshav L'Shoinecha. Your tongue thinks corruption. Now, what is what a tongue doesn't think? A tongue speaks. So what it means over here is that your tongue is expressed, that the words of your tongue is an indication of what's going on under the hood, what is going on in your heart. Kisar Mulutasha Serimiya, your tongue is like a razor, a sharp razor that engages in deceit. Okay, so we learned yesterday, and what does it mean? Kisar means that you go too far. Once a person gets used to saying Lashon Hara, it's like a person goes to the barber, and he asks the barber to take a razor to cut off his hair, and instead of cutting off the hair, he digs into the skin, he cuts off his head. He kills him. So too, your words have gone way too far. Although your words, maybe you have an audience, you have a platform to say what you want to say, and maybe when you start out, some things that you have to say may be true, but you go way too far and you destroy the basar with the hair. Okay, that's where we got up to yesterday. Let's read one more pasuk. Don't do the Rashi. It's Ahavta ra mitoiv. You love evil more so than good. Sheker, you enjoy speaking falsehood. Midaber tzedek selah, more than speaking words of righteousness forever. There's no end to this. Your corruption is thorough. You will, your entire life, you will always continue this path of engaging in sheker. You love evil more than good, and you enjoy, and you the word ohavta is going back on the word sheker as well. You love to speak sheker, midaber tzedek, more than speaking words of righteousness forever. There's no end to your evil. Okay, so this is the word. Now let's see the mitzvah. We didn't do this pasuk yet in the mitzvah. This pasuk came in the mitzvah. Pasuk ohavta ra mitoiv sheker midaber tzedek selah. Let me find the mitzvahs. I'm sorry, I'm on page 470. Mitoiv, milasois toiv. You enjoy raw evil more than milasois toiv. Sheker. Than doing good. Sheker. Musav al milas ahav ohavta. The word you mean, it's going back on the word ohavta. You love to engage in sheker. Loimar to say. Loimar, this means to say. So I made a mistake. I told you the word selah is going on your love. You love for, you'll never end this evil practice. That's not what he says. He says that tzedek is something that will endure le'olam forever. Tzedek will endure le'olam. And when it says, rahavta ra mitoiv, you love ra mitoiv, you love sheker midaber, from sheker over midaber tzedek sela. Sela is modifying the word tzedek. That tzedek is something which will endure forever. Okay. So this is the Tzuvah Stavit on this Pasuk and Pasuk Hey. Now let's go back and read the Rashi's on these on this page, on these Pesukim, Pasuk Gimel. Ma tishalel b'ro ha-gibar, lama tishalel v'tispo'er b'ro sha'ato isa. Why doye? You, ato ha-gibar b'toira. I have to read it backwards. You the gibar, you doye, who is the gibar in Torah, why do you take pride and glorify yourself in the evil that you do? Next words, chesed kel kol hayoim, lehatzil es ha-nirdof al yodcha. That Hashem will save the nirdof, chesed kel kol hayoim, lehatzil es ha-nirdof al yodcha. Yodcha here was to Hashem's hand. Hashem will, what?
It means to rescue the one whom you pursue, you with a small one.
Anirdof al yodcha. So al yodcha going on the work. Al yodcha, the one. Okay, thank you. The one that you doyeg pursue, Hashem will save him from your hands. The one that is nirdof al yodcha, Hashem will save through Hashem's chesed. Don't think that by you going and like we said many times, and by enacting your policies and slandering me and telling everyone that I'm public enemy number one, that you're going to succeed. It's not so. Hashem is going to come to my rescue. Next, that davar acher, another pshat, chesed kel kol hayoyim, ilu lo nosan liyachimelech lechem, miduma ato sha'amus b'ro'av. You think that you now make a decision that you have to, that he has to die. Achimelech has to die, and noiv ir ha'koyhan, the 85 people who live in this city have to die, because if not for them, I would have died. It's not true. Even if Achimelech and Noiv Ir HaKohanim would not have provided me with a sustenance, Hashem harbe sheluchim lamokim. Hashem has many messengers. There are many ways Hashem can provide for my needs. Ilu loy nosan li Achimelech lechem midume at. Do you really think Shalmos Berov? Someone else would provide for my needs. Your tongue is like a sharp sword. You go to the barber to cut off the hair, and instead of cutting off the hair, he cuts off the head. Okay, so this is now, we did now the Mitzvahs and Rashi. Now let us take a quick look over here at the Targum. The Targum and Pasuk Gimel. Matis halal b'roha gibor chesed kel kol hayoyim. Targum says, Matish tabach b'lishna visha. Okay, why are you praise yourself in boasting in that? So right away the Targum says, Lashon hara. Matis halal b'roha. The ra'ah here refers to Lashon hara. Okay, what are you so proud of yourself for your disinformation? Your misinformation. What are you so proud of yourself for? Your lashon hara, gibar. You're a gibar. Now he disagrees with Rashi and the Mitzudas. Rashi and the Mitzudas translate the word gibar to mean you're a gibar in Torah. No, you're a gibar in murder. You're a criminal. You're a criminal. Okay, say it the way it is. Gibor l'mishtei adam zaka, you're a gibor to spill the blood, to shed the blood of an innocent man. Chisa delakah baal yomah. So this is very interesting, how both Rashi and the Mitzvah stone, he's a gibor b'Torah, and David says, you're not a gibor in Torah. Who cares about your Torah? You're a gibor in murder. You're a murderer. Plain pashat, you're a criminal. You're a criminal, there's nothing good to say about a wicked person. Nothing good to say about them. Okay, Pasuk Dana. The next over here is Pasuk Dalit. Havois Tachshav L'Shoynecha. Okay, Pasuk Dalit, it says that your tongue is thinking, is speaking evil, which is an indication of what's in your heart. And then it says Kisar Milutosh, like a sharp sword. So he writes over here in the in the Targum, Li Shonachi Ismel Choref. Okay, and it's Pashup Shot. Everyone says that. Just says the words is that your tongue is like compared to a sharp sword, to a sharp knife. It's very dangerous. Okay, let's take a look over here at some of the Mefarshim. Let's look at the Sipurno. Okay, Sipurno Pasuk, let's jump around a few short things here and there. In the Sipurno, Sipurno Pasuk Dalet. Hinei havois tachshoif tamsi alilas tvarum lal hazik. Okay, you speak lashna lashonka kesam lutosh berchiluscha lisho. He just adds the word rechilus. What is rechilus? This is a chazar and halacha. What is the difference between lashon hara, motzi shemra, and rechilus? So motzi shemra is just outright lies. The person defamation. Says about what?
Defamation.
Outright lies. Plain pashut, straight lies. Lashon hara is true, but it's none of your business. It's none of your business. He tells someone about, you know, this avera. So he did an avera. What's your business? How does that change? How does that change anything? Doesn't change anything. None of your business. What is rechilus? Rechilus is really over the top. Is when you say lashon hara about someone, and the person that heard the lashon hara goes back, goes to the person who it was spoken about and tells them what he said. That's really over the top. Rechilus. Okay, so let's say Ruvain tells Shimon, let me tell you something about Levi. Levi is a ganav. Okay, Levi went and he did this aver. Okay, are you in business with Levi? No. Is it noger you? No. It has absolutely no relevance to you. So when Ruvain tells Shimon that Levi is a ganav, Ruvain has committed lashon hara. Shimon then goes to Levi, and Levi, do you know what Ruvain told me about you? Ruvain told me that you're a ganav. So Levi says, what? Why would Ruvain tell you that? You know what? I'm not sending him mishloach manos. I'm the gabbai of the shul. He will never get an aliyah. I'm going to go ruin his life. When the listener approaches the subject of the lashon hara and reveals what was said, that is called rechilus. The Sipurno says the word rechilus, which means that Doeg didn't just say lashon hara about David. Doeg went and he added fuel to the fire. And like really, this example is really what is really the case of Achimelech. Really, is a case of rechilus, because David over here, you have David. David was saved by Achimelech, and here Noemi Rekoyhanim. And what does Doeg do? Doeg goes and tells Shaul, "Do you know what Achimelech did to David? He saved his life." So Achimelech now is causing, by doing so, is causing Shaul to hate Achimelech. This is like a classic case. This is a classic case of lashon hara. You're going to incite. You're going to tell the one over here. Rechilus. That's what rechilus is. Rechilus is that let's say this is bad news for Shaul. Shaul wants David dead. And now, when Achimelech goes and he saves him, it's not good news for Shaul. So if Doeg would tell someone else, you know what happened, some lashon hara, that's called lashon hara. But here, when Doeg goes and tells this information to Achimelech, he's adding fuel to the fire. He's coming over here and just getting Achimelech all worked up. So he is over here, and this is a very important disappointment. He really makes it very clear over here that over here, this is not just lashon hara. This over here is the worst of the worst. This is rechilus. Okay, next. I'm going further in the Sipur, now on page 470. Okay, so here we come to a very interesting concept where he says over here, V'chein chotos one more time, chotos v'machshava v'maise sharak to hakoyhanim. He says to Doeg, you have done a terrible avera, who told Doeg to kill Noiv Ir HaKoyhanim? Shaul. Shaul was the one who signed the order to kill Noiv Ir HaKoyhanim. Now that was clearly the wrong thing to do. So Doeg can say, I was following orders. Following orders. The Melech Yisrael, the Jewish king, he's a tzaddik, he was a Navi, he was a holy person, Mishichmo Ulamala, he was the greatest one called Klal Yisrael. What do you want from me? I was following orders. So David says, you're not going to get away with that excuse. The excuse of following orders is not going to hold up in court. In the Bez Shalmaila. Uvechein Chotosa, again, reading the support, you have sinned. B'machshava, in thought, uvemase. Sheharakta HaKoyhanim, when you killed the Koyhanim. Because you felt that you were doing the right thing, lekayem mitzvas hamelech, the king Shaul. Vihine lo hoya lecha lekayma bozeh. You should not have followed orders. Shehoy salavor al das Torah, because this command was in violation of the al divrei Torah, the words of Torah. So here again, a very big sugya of when to obey, disobey orders. Remember years ago in Gaza, disengagement, and there were a lot of soldiers who did not follow orders. They felt it was all different reasons. They didn't agree with the policy. They felt it was shleika halacha, the religious soldiers. How can you go take people out of their land? This is a very big topic in the world, in the military. In the military, when a soldier feels that the commanding officer is wrong, and you disobey direct orders, and when you go into the world of halacha, when you feel that they were doing a shloika halacha and you disobey orders, so this is a big topic over here, and here this Sipurno indirectly touches upon this, and this is chomer ledrush. Okay. Now look at the Rid, the Perish Rid. When we learned in Mitzvah this David, we said the word maskil. Why is this mizmor called a maskil? La natzeach maskil David, because this mizmor has many lessons can be learned from this mizmor regarding laws of lashon hara and the consequences of rechilus lashon hara. And today, all the new terms that they've invented, misinformation, disinformation, defamation, slander. Any more words, Rav Michal? Defamation, slander, misinformation, disinformation. We have a whole new collection of libel. Good, five words. Already five words in English. And a lot of these words you hear in the media, okay, in censorship. Censorship today is a big thing, censorship. All these different types of excuses because it doesn't fit the agenda of the person who's in control. And this mizmor, there's a lot to learn from the story of Doeg and David. It's very relevant for today, extremely relevant for today. The two big powers, Shaul and David, and people are dying because of both of them. And each one is presenting a narrative. And the narrative, there's a lot to learn. Maskil, there are many important lessons to learn from this story. The Rid does not say that. The Rid says, "Lanatzech maskil David shahoye maskil b'ruch hakodesh b'shas shahoye mechabrei." Maskil means that he was involved in ruach hakodesh. It is a holy term, and has nothing, doesn't mean anything more than that. It does not mean there's a lesson. It means a different, whole different kind of concept of Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, now, let's take a look now at okay, we did already the Malbum yesterday. The word Chesed means disgrace. And we learned also Let's look quickly, just a short thing in the Radak. The Radak in Pasuk Dalet, where it says, Kisar Milutosh Oyser Emiya. Okay, the razor, a sharp razor does deceit. Kichain, it's in the page 471 in the Radak. In the Radak, it's three lines before Pasuk Hey. The Dibur Hamaschil, Kisar Malutash Oyseremia, Kaini Lishoincha, Kmai Hasar, Hamachudu, that's very sharp. Shiyachshav Adam Lachtach by Ma'at. V'choytichab, he lives a little bit different than I told you. V'zeh Remia, this is deceit. Kiilu Hatar Merame Oyseremia, Kain Lishoincha, Dibar Dvar Meroim, Ma'at Hoyu Advarim, V'masra, Bamehem Hoyo, Godol. So he learns, he doesn't mention over here this chazal of you cut the bosor with the here. Okay, we learn the tar usually is a razor. The word tar usually is a term that is used in reference to cutting off here. He doesn't say that. He says over here they have a sharp knife. It says you're cutting off the meat. You're in the kitchen and you want to cut a slice of meat, but when you have a knife that is so sharp, often, if you're not careful, you end up cutting more than what you want because the sharpness takes on a life of its own, and even though you only intend to cut a small amount, it ends up cutting a lot more than you expect. That's called the deceit.
Deeper than you expect.
You have to ask surgeons. Surgeons do a lot of cutting, okay? And they have to, you know, I wonder what they would say about this is that very careful as to what they cut, and here it's a saramia because now, and what is the nimshal? The nimshal is you went back to Shaul and you told Shaul, you know, Achimelech gave David bread. Achimelech gave David the sword of Goliath. Shaul, a doig, did you expect that when Shaul would hear this, he would give a command, nuke Nov? You said it, I think what the Radak is trying to say over here is something very, very, very profound. When he's coming to be Malamit Schus almost, to a certain degree on Doeg. When you, Doeg, went and told Shaul what happened, did you expect Shaul to react in such a violent way and give an order to wipe out an entire city? You probably didn't expect that. But that's what happens when you speak Lashon Hara. When you speak Lashon Hara, you think, it's an incredible Musar. You think, you know, I'm going to go into this room, I'm very angry, I want to take a little revenge. I don't want to really cause my enemy enormous revenge. I want to just, you know, a little Lashon Hara. I'm not in the mood today of going to Gehenna. A little Lashon Hara, Avak Lashon Hara. I'm going to come and I'm going to tell you about a certain fellow and tell you a little story about him. But the people in the audience, their reaction goes beyond your wildest expectation. When they hear that this person did a little thing, they go after him and they kill him, they attack him, who knows what they do to him. They go. Exactly. Exactly. You never thought that your few words would result in such extreme consequences. Doeg, you went back to Shaul. You really should have said nothing. It's none of your business. But you have a hatred for David. You're jealous of David. So you couldn't control yourself. So you go back to Shaul and you say, you know, David, he was there in Nov, Irak, Hanim, and they gave him bread. When Shaul heard this, he went Meshuggah. He says, go nuke the whole place, destroy the whole place. Did you imagine that your few little words would result in such a violent reaction? Well, it did. That's the lesson to learn from Lashon Hara. The Lashon is a Sar Melutosh Oisei Rimia. A person's tongue is like a very sharp knife, and when you cut the vegetables, you don't expect, I only want to cut a little piece. And because the knife is so sharp, it ends up cutting a lot more than you expect. That's what happens when you give over a few little words. It goes way, way beyond what you could imagine. I remember once, there was a story like this where I never imagined it was an accident that not doing something was interpreted by someone as like, as an act of rebellion, and the consequences were extreme. You never know. Just saying one little word, you don't know how dangerous it can be. I'll be very, very careful. That's the Musa Haskel. Okay, the Malm we did yesterday. Okay, and there's one more Malm over here. Look at Pasuk Dalid. Havois, Pasuk Dalid. Havois Tachshel L'Shoynecha. Haloshen Shalucha Choshva Machashavois Lasois Havois V'Shever. Your tongue thought to do Chorban. As Shehi Kisar Melutos, Shehi Oiser Remia. Shetacha Sheyachshel L'Hosi Boyas. We did it really yesterday. Okay, that concludes pretty much what I want to do on this page. Now we go on to the next page. Okay, new material. Next page. Pasuk, page, Nun, Beis. Okay, let's do all the Pesukim on this page. And we should finish up to the end. Let's try to finish up to the end, at least in the Mitzvah. We get in the Mitzvahs. And then we'll go another round. Let's see. Ahavta Pasuk Vav. Ahavta called Divrei Vola L'Shoyin Mirma. David says about Doeg, you love all Divrei Vola. What does Divrei Vola mean? Words of destruction. The word vola is a hard word to translate. If you look over here at the Targum over here says, Rechimta, you love, kol mile sul amusa. Sul amusa is an Aramaic word, which I really have no idea. In the English translation of the Targum, it says destruction. And then it says, Lishonach dinchilu, a tongue of deceit. Let me see this stuff on this pasuk. What does he say over here? Divrei vola, page 473. You love Divrei vola, vola heim loshoin hora, hanemar bivlia uvechashai. That is said by swallowing and in secret. So, in other words, according to the Mitzvah studies, he's giving you a novel translation for the word vola. Vola means basically it's in secret, it's concealed. No one should. It's what the positive they quote. Everyone quotes is Kivalar. Rayevsky could help me with that when they covered, when they took, they disassembled the Mishkan, and they covered the Oroin. It says no one should look Kivalar es Hakodesh when it was concealed. I don't remember the exact context, but when they put away, they prepared the Oroin for its journey in the desert, and they covered it with the Artachash and the Or. And the Tcheles, and the Tachash. So it says, no one should look. No one should look when they covered it, when it was covered in its covering, and the word it uses is Kivala es HaKodesh. So it means when it was put in concealment, when it was hidden away. No, so he's saying not. He's saying, I mean, that's one interpretation. I mean, you can't say the.
Sort of on some level,
same thing, right? It means the same thing, but there's a different connotation. I mean, when you say swallow, it means like it disappeared. It's like the earth swallowed up Korach. The Aron wasn't swallowed up the same way Korach was swallowed. Or Korach was swallowed up by the earth, right? The earth just swallowed him up. Gone. It has a very negative connotation. When the Aron was put away, it wasn't swallowed up. It was just put. It was covered. It was concealed from sight. But it's there and it's holy. Oh, Bila Hamav. So there it means to swallow up. It should be gone forever.
Well, maybe that's why it says Kivala is HaKodesh formation.
Okay.
But not really, but it's like it because it's covered up.
So you see, there you go. Excellent. Kivala is HaKodesh by the Aron versus Bila Hamav is Lanetzach. Bila Hamav is Lanetzach means gone, good riddance, swallow it up. Totally out of sight, out of this world, totally. But when the Aron was Kivala es HaKodesh, it doesn't mean that. It means it's just being put away in storage. And it's there, and it's very special, and we're yearning for its reappearance. It's a whole different connotation. The word means the same. So the question is, when it comes over here in this context, I'll have to call Divrei Vola. What does that mean? So he's saying, Lashon Hara is spoken quietly. In a whisper, no one should know about it. Because when a person speaks Lashon Hara, you're killing someone. You're doing enormous damage, and you don't want anyone to find out what you're doing. So people, they go quietly. Let me tell you a secret. Let me go share with you some information that's not for public knowledge. And your goal is that when this information is going to be disseminated, it's going to bring upon the victim enormous harm. So therefore, after you love called divrei vola. Divrei vola is words of lashon hara that are spoken in a secret place, covered, sheltered. No one should know about it. That is a very unique translation of the Mitzvah David. Nachmal heim lashon hara hanemar bivliya uvechashai. That is said in concealment and quietly. What is the, okay, let's go next, Pasuk, Zayin, Gam. Now here we have some really good words here. Okay, this Pasuk, you know, it's like saying, Vila mal shinim, al tehi sikva v'chol haminim, kerega yoyveidu v'chol oyveyam chameheru yukoresu, v'yazeydi meheru sa'aker, usa shaber, usa mager, v'sachnia. All these violent words. Jews are very violent. That bracha v'lam al shinim is a very violent bracha. No, all these violent words. So this pasuk is its match. Okay, this is the shidduch to v'lam al shinim al tisikva.
As a little kid, they used to say in Hasidim they are very violent because they say v'al killim. V'al killim is
This is a violent pasuk. Gamkel. Okay, so if you want to go this, look at all the psukim. Shvech hamasra lagem asher lo yiducha v'yal hamamlochas asher lo karucha. There are certain psukim in Tanakh that are very, very violent, and here is one of them. Give me one second. I just want to make sure. And here is one of them. Here, gamkel, you also Hashem, gam yitotzicha. That means to shatter into smithereens. Lonetzach forever. Okay, there's not going to be over here any return. Then it says yachtecha, another word which means to break. V'yisochacha, another word which means to shatter. Okay, these are all words in my limited vocabulary. They all mean the same thing. These are all words which just mean to utterly obliterate. Me ohel, that he should no longer be in the tent. We'll come to. We'll see what that means. That these. We'll also read the words vishay reshcha and their root. Not only of these people should be shattered to smithereens in time, they should be destroyed from living in a tent, and their roots should be taken out from the earth. May eretz chayim sela. Okay, quite an expression. We're dealing over here with time. We say the word lonetzach and sela, and we use the word yitotzicha, which is a very violent word. And then there are two more words that are used in reference to the tent, which means they should not have any home. And then we have a word that their roots should be, they should be uprooted from the land of the living. Very violent pasuk describing David's bakasha, what should come upon Doeg. David, he knew how to curse. Okay, they say that Yiddish, there's no language. If you want to know how to curse, you got to learn Yiddish. There's no language that has curse words and curse expressions like Yiddish. It is the Spitz. Jews are Einiklach of David HaMelech. David was extremely, when David got angry, you don't want to be here near him. Stay away. David knows, David has passion. Okay, David, really, really, it's really amazing. Okay, let's just over here. It says over here in the Mitzvah of David, Pasuk Zan Gam Kel Kemosh Al Yotcha Nitates. So he learns over here a little bit different than I translated. I didn't translate it correctly according to the Mitzvah of David. The Mitzvah of David over here, he says that the first part of the pasuk is now referring to the curse. The curse begins after the word Lo Netzach. Okay, he's saying the first is just like you, Doeg. You went and you destroyed this Noiv, Irakoi Hanim. What you did to them should come upon you. Nachamo, in Zayin the Mitzvah, Kimo, similar, Sha'al Yodcha, because of you, Nitates, Shol, Kohane, Noiv, just like what you did. No, I was not. Kimo, Sha'al Yodcha, Gam, I was right. See that? I was right for a change. Gam is God. We just explained the word Gam. Gam means just like what you did to Noiv Yerakoi Hanim, so to everything likewise should be done to you. All the curse words here are referring to Doeg. K'mo yishal yodcha nitei tshol koyani noiv kain so to gam oischa. You also yitotzcha hakel. May Hashem obliterate you forever. And may He wipe you out. May He crush you and destroy you from your tent. Mi beitzcha. Vishay reshcha. Your roots. Yaakor shor shecha. May your roots be, may you be uprooted. Mi eretz chayim. Vyad oilam. Mibli chazor. Never ever to return. Look at the mitzudos siyoin. As he precisely translates each one of these harsh words. Yitotzcha milosho nisitza vehadisa. The word harisa means to demolish, and the word nisitza means to smash. Demolish and shatter into little teeny pieces. Lanetzach, yachtecha, miloshen chituch means to cut. Chituch means to cut. Miloshen chatas v'shever, to break. K'mo v'al techos, do not be broken. The next word, v'yi sochacho inyin harisa v'akira, same type of words. It means to demolish and uproot. K'mo beisgeim yisach Hashem. Okay, basically these words, okay, I don't know, you have to be very, you have a real feinschmeck to have the very precise flavor definition, but over here you have three really very strong words. Yitotzcha, yachtecha, v'yisochacho. All of these words mean basically in our vocabulary the same thing, and from and it should be done forever, and you should no longer have a family, a bayis, an ohel, and you should be uprooted from the land of the living. Okay, let's see now. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Ches. V'yiru tzadikim v'yiro. V'yalov yischoku. V'tischak liyoyim acharoin. This is a principle that it says in this week's parasha. In fact, in Rashi, in this week's parasha, Shir HaSayam, when Hashem does din with the Rishoim, Hashem's name is glorified, and the tzaddikim have great pleasure. The tzaddikim, they will see. The yiru means they will see. The yirohu, and they will be afraid. Hashem, when Hashem shows din v'cheshbon in this world, when there is accountability, and people are punished for their evil, then people get scared. They get scared and they shape up. The tzaddikim will put some fear. They will see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing the wicked, and they will be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Allah, and upon you, doyeg, they will laugh. Yischoku. Mitzudo istavit pasik ches. V'yirohu yosifu yiras Hashem. So the mitzudo istavit over here is coming over saying, don't be misled to think that now for the very first time they're going to have yiras Shemayim. They always had yiras Shemayim. It just means that when they're going to witness this revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing the Rishayim, there's going to be more yiras Shemayim. Okay, next. Yeah. So we learned before you came to, we learned in the Sipurna. Before you came, the Sipurna discussed this concept of, I was just following orders. Following orders. So the Sipurna addressed, and he says, no such thing. If something is shaloka halacha, even if the Melech Yisrael tells you to do something, if you know that what he's telling you is shaloka halacha, you're not allowed to follow orders. What? Even if you be killed. It's Yahari Val Yavar, the Gimel Averes Chamuras. Even if the Melech Yisrael, the Sipurna makes that point, there is no excuse here for Doeg to say the reason why I killed Noiv Ir HaKoyhanim is because Shol gave me the command and I was just following orders. There's no excuse. There's no excuse to go kill anyone when you know that it's Shloik HaLacha. Okay, go back to the mitzvahs of the Olav, Al Doeg Yilogu, and the whole world will laugh at Doeg. The laugh at Doiko Adoimi, that you were a fool. You just were a selfish ingrate, everything for your own benefit. Pasuk Tes. Hinei agere lo yosim elokim mu'uzoi v'yiftach b'roiv oshoi yo'oiz be'havasa. We're now giving a description. This is the biography of Doeg. What are they going to say? What is going to be the mockery? When it says v'olav upon Doeg, they're going to laugh. This is the laugh. This is going to be the form of mockery that the Jewish people, the tzaddikim, the Yirei Shemayim, are going to say about Doeg. They're going to say, Hinei, Hagever, this man, Lo Yosim Elokim Ma'uzo, he did not set Hashem as his stronghold. He had no morals. And instead, what was his guide in life? What was his compass in life? It was, Vayiftach b'roiv oshroi. It's always about money. Follow the money. That's always the case. Every type of crime, even though they say, no, it wasn't about the money, it was about principle, it was about kavod, it was about this, baloney. 99.999% of the time, it's about money. Follow the money. Let's see all the money in Ukraine. Let's open up all the bank accounts. Let's understand exactly what's going on over here. Follow the money. Follow the money. Vayiftach beroiv ashroy. He had confidence in his wealth. Yo'oiz. And that is what caused him to be strong. Behavosoy in his corruption. The web of lies just gets worse and worse. The corruption, the cover up, because money is what it lo yosim elokim uzo. There are no morals. The only thing that you have confidence in is money, and when that's the case, the person just starker the Torah. The more you find yourself in a difficult situation, you just go forward. The corruption should get even greater and greater and greater. And you stall for time as you see what goes on in this world, and that's what happens. Let's see the Pasuk test to David. He now gather Yoim with gonna say Belagam. Pasuk of the Torah test coming to modify Pasuk Ches. It's come to tell you over here what exactly is going to be the Allah of Yitzchok, what exactly is going to be the laughter. Yoim with Belagam, he nay Zahagev Ashaloy Sam es Elukim Choskoi Uvit Choinoi. Doeg did not set Hashem to be his strength. Ru'ume also, boy, look what happened to him. This man, what did he do? He put his confidence in money. He strengthened himself. This that he spoke falsehood on the koyanim of Noiv. Look what he's learning over here is that he figured by telling Shaul that the city of Noiv are rebelling against you, it'll make Shaul happy. Oh, so let's kill them also. And that will satisfy, that way we'll be able to finally defeat David. If only we'll take out all of David's friends, sanctions. Isn't that what it's called? Sanctions. You have censorship, you have cancellation. Deter. That is a technique that nations of the world engage in today. Mm-hmm. And there's censorship, cancellation, there are sanctions. And that's going to solve the problem. That's going to eliminate. They're going to eliminate their enemies. So the only point is, if the enemy is a real enemy in Hashem's eyes, not so bad. Maybe it's a good thing. But if the people that are trying to sanction, cancel, and are not enemies, it's not going to work. Hashem will come to their aid. If the MS will ultimately. MS me'eretz titzmach. MS will ultimately sprout forth from the ground, and no matter how hard you try to censor it and to cancel it and destroy it, it's not going to work. It may take many generations, right? It may take generations, and in the process, there may be a lot of victims that may suffer. But. If you have to know what is sheker and what is emes. Sometimes it's taka that sheker. Only Hashem knows the real emes and the real sheker. Okay, so this is the next two psukim. We'll finish up the mizmar. Next psukim is vani. David says, "What about I? I have faith in you, Hashem. Kizayis ra'anon b'deis elokim." I am like an olive that is fresh. Ra'anon means fresh in the house of Elohim. Batachti v'chesed Elohim, I have confidence in the kindness of Hashem. Olam word forever. Pasuk given the mitzvah is David. V'ani aval ani ehyeh nishrosh. I am rooted in the base of Elohim. Kizayis ra'anon ki ani v'tachti v'chesed Elohim. Olam word forever. V'eineni kidig. I am not like Doeg v'adoimi. Pasuk yud aleph. Oid chol li olam. I will thank you Hashem forever. Ki osisa. Because you have done for me kindness, v'akave shimcha, I will have hope in your name, ki toiv neged chasidecha, you are good in front of your pious ones. What does that mean? Neged means towards here. Tov good. Neged means towards your chassidach, your pious ones. Mitzuda is tov pasuk gid aleph. Ki osisa kaasher sha'alti. Over here, he's learning over here when it says over here the word ki osisa. You have done for me. You have answered my prayers. And vakave shemcha asher tase imodi oid chesed. And I yearn that you will do for me more kindness. Ki haloi toiv ata neged chasidecha, you are good. You are good. Neged chasidecha, okay, you are good towards, to your, neged means you are good to your pious ones. Ulezeh akave asher gam teitiv li b'chasidecha, that you should be good to me, you should be good to me in your kindness. Okay, so nachmol, I'll read the pasuk again one more time, pasuk yud, v'ani kezayis ran b'leis alokim, I'm like an olive tree that is fresh in the house of Elohim. Batachti b'chesed Elohim, I have confidence in your kindness forever. I thank you, Hashem, forever. Oicho olilam ki asisa, for what you have done. You have answered my prayers, and I yearn that you should do more good things for me as you do, because you, Hashem, are good to your pious ones. Okay, that concludes the Mitzvah of it. Now let's take a look at the Rashi's on this page 472. Good morning, Rav Kalman. I'm not sure I can hear you. Can I hear you? Oh, good, I can hear you. Okay, good.
My wife didn't feel well, so I decided to
stay. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. She should have a good, she should have a full shlema, feel good. And you're a very, very good husband. Okay, let's see the Rashi's now. Page 472. Rashi's pasik yitotzcha. Here is where David is cursing Doeg. And Rashi is going through the words that we said before. L'shoi nisitza means to shatter. Yachtecha l'shoi shivira. V'yisochacha v'ya'akorcha to uproot. To shatter, to break, and to uproot. V'sheireshcha, your roots. Yishoresh acharecha la'akor kol hasharoshim. Don't just pull up the big roots, pull up the small roots. There should be absolutely no zecher of you in this world at all. Ramachol, what is this French word? Okay, uproot. Pasuk Ches and Tes, V'olav Yitzchaku, V'zeh Aschoik Shem Olav, and Pasuk Tes tells what is going to be the laughter. Hinei Zeh HaGever, Asher Lo Yisam, Miftachai B'Akadosh Baruch Hu, Ru'umei also by listening, that did not have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at his end. Look how Hashem punished him. Yo'oiz V'Havosoi Miskaber, Hoya B'Rishoi, that's the nature of these type of people. The more, they'll never give up. They will never say they are sorry. They will never admit defeat. They will never acknowledge their mistakes. They just strengthen themselves deeper and deeper in their web of lies. Everyone knows this expression that if you're a liar, you have a very hard life. Because every time you open up your mouth, you have to remember all the other lies. If you're not a liar, you don't have to remember any. If you're a liar, you have a very good memory. Because if you're going to say something, you got to make sure it's not in conflict with all the other lies that you said.
You got to keep your lies straight.
Exactly. But if every time you talk, you say the truth, you don't have to have such a good memory, because what can go wrong? Whatever you're saying is the truth. You don't have to. You don't have to keep cheshbon. Lawyers have to have good memories to keep the lies going. Okay, let's take a look at some of the Mefarshim. Wait, next page. Let's finish the Rashi's on the next page. Vani, next page. On page 474, Vani, Hanirdof, Ata, now, Biyotcha. I, David, is always the victim. David always refers to himself as the Nirdof, the victim. I'm a victim. I'm in your hands, Hashem. Yeah, I am going to be Kizayis Ranan, like an olive tree that is fresh. Bivnei, Bivonai, Uvnei Vonai, Bibes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is he called over here, Bivonai? So Rashi is alluding to Eshtecha, Kigefen Poriya, B'yarkasei Vesecha, Bonecha, Kish Sile Zesim, Saviv L'Shulchanecha. God himself said to him that the ultimate bracha is your wife is Gefen and your children are olives. A wife is compared to grapes
and children are compared to Alephs. Why is that so? I don't know. It's good Chomer L'drush. But here, in this pasuk, it's amazing that David over here is referencing himself. This is a very unique example. Who is the one that said, Bonecha kish sile zesim saviv l'shulchanecha? David, one of the Shir HaMalos. So David over here, he says the word, V'ani oi kizayis ra'anon. What does that mean? Kizayis, I'm like an olive. What? Why olive? Why not, I'm like a rimon? I'm like a cucumber. what's the Zayis doing here? Yeah.
When it's crushed.
Okay, that's not so good. You don't want to be crushed. You don't want to talk about he suffered.
He is persecuted.
Oh, so he said that I'm being persecuted. Okay, you're saying an idea. I'm being persecuted over here. That's what he could have been persecuted. You know, but you can say beautiful things in every single type of fruit. The answer is look at the context. In the context, David cursed Doyeg that he should be uprooted. He should cease to exist. And he shall be obliterated, his ohel, his tent. His tent basically means his wife. His wife. And being uprooted means his children. Va'ani, I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to be kizayis ra'anan. My children will endure forever. My descendants. Because the word zayis is a code word for children. He curses Doyeg that Doyeg should not have children. That Doyeg's line in this world should come to an end. Doyeg is the epitome of evil. Doyeg is whole tafkid in this world is money, 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 has no morals, no values, is a Baal Lashon Hara, Baal Rechilus, he'll be machriv of the world. A person that will never admit he's wrong, will just continue to destroy the world for his own personal gain. This man must come to an end. He must be obliterated. But I, my seed, my legacy will endure forever. The code word for children and generations, Zera Shel Kayama, is a Zayas. How do you know? David himself said. David over here is referencing himself. Because I said, Eshtecha ki gefen poriyab yakasev yisecha bonecha, your children, kish silei zeisim saviv l'shulchanecha. Plants of olives. Obviously, there's a quality of an olive that has a concept of doiros. I don't know I'm not a botanist, I don't know, but obviously the fact that David uses zeisim, chazals, anyone that's harogil b'ner, haven yuloi, Bonim Talmidei Chachamim. Anyone that's Rogel B'nei, and what is the Ner? What is the Spitz Ner? Shem and Zayis. The ultimate Ner is to use Zayis, is the light is Tzolil, is clear. Rogel B'nei Havin Yiloi Bonim Talmidei Chachamim. What does it mean a Ner? Ner means a Ner with Shem and Zayis. There's something about a Zayis. I'm certainly must be some type of science. Take out an encyclopedia and go look up the quality of olives, of how they endure for generations. There has to be something quality, because David is comparing children to Zaysim. And here when he says from all the different types of fruits, a Zayis, he's coming to contrast himself versus Doyeg. A Baal Lashon Hara will come to an end, but I will endure forever through my children. And that's why it says the word Zayis, V'ani ha'nirdav ata b'yotcha, Eheye kizayis rashi, kizayis ranon, bivonai, uvnei vonai, beveis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi clearly is picking up on the word zayis and using that as a code word to trigger the concept of children, doiros. And now it makes a lot of sense. This is in contrast to the curse that David puts on Doyeg, that his progeny should come to an end. Yuralev ki osisa, kishe ta'aseh lizos. Now David is speaking to Hashem. When you, Hashem, will do me this favor, kishe ta'aseh lizos, u'klap Yakadosh Baruch Hu amar mikrazem, when you, Hashem, will answer my prayers, and you will obliterate this evil man from this earth, and you will answer my prayers and save me from what they're trying to do to me. And look in the Siv Zekanim, Ki Asiso, Perish Rashi, Zal, Uklapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Mikra Zeh, Ad Kan Lashon, Yerutzun Olam, Ki Afshu, Amar Ki Asiso, Ki Lukvar Nasa. Asiso is in the past tense. Hashem did not do anything yet. At this moment in time, David is running for his life. But David has confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to his aid, so it's as if Hashem, you already have done the mission. Ki'ilu kvar nase derech hamikro kein hu lehapich ha'osel l'loshon avar eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'mo l'zaruch ha'nasati v'yatam yodua v'zeh she'perish rashi klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'kal lo'avin. David over here has confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer my prayer, and it's already a done deal. I once was very moved. I was reading a sefer on tefillah from Bells. It's a beautiful, there's a very talented person in that community. They put out at least seven volumes, I forgot his name, I only have one of the volumes. Chagagul for Bells? They survived the war, they came to America. They got what?
To Beirut,
it was a miracle he survived. They were mamas chasing after him, Nisim in the floor instead of Aaron Bells. I go there, and I was there at Yisrael, I was Har Menuchas, and I went to Moshe Feinstein, I was Mispal by the Kever, and then right next to him was the Aaron Rebels, around the side, and I was there, and I had a whole conversation with him. I'm not joking. I just started talking, and telling him things, and asking him. I don't know why, I just had this connection to Rav Aaron Mibels. I just started talking to his kever. I just started talking. Okay. What? I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe he did. You see, interesting, certain Gedolim, how... We don't know anything, so it's not really for us to say, but certain Gedolim look now at what they have, what they've done. Rav Aaron Mibels, so look at Bells in Eretz Yisrael. Bells in Eretz Yisrael, it's not to be believed, but what they have. They have a mamish, a malchus like you've never seen. The numbers, the population and their kehila, it's not... I know Bells, from all the Hasidim, they are by far the most Zionistic. They're very pro-Medina. You know that Bells, it's like Satmar is on one side of the spectrum, and Bells, as far as I know, they fully embrace Medinas Yisrael. Okay, they're really with the program in Eretz Yisrael. The government likes them. They like the government. They're very. They stay out of politics a lot. May, is that true? You don't hear them. You don't hear them fighting with anyone. They're not in the government. They don't fight with them. They get along with them. They're very good with the government. They're very pro Medina. They're pro Medina. They don't shachrayim. You know, they. It's interesting. Bell, there's a lot to learn from Bells. Rav Aaron Mibels is a very, very, very holy person. A very holy person. I know someone. Someone told me a little bit about him. He's second in the Gabbai. Someone who knew the Gabbai of Rav Aaron Mibels at the end of his life, he claims he never saw miracles. People say that Rav Aaron Mibels did miracles, it's baloney. He never saw Rav Aaron Mibels do anyone any miracles to anyone. But he was super, super holy. And there's one thing he never understood, he never ate. The Gabbai says, he never, ever ate. He never saw him eat. He doesn't understand. What?
Never saw, but
the Gabbai Mamash lived with him. He lived with him every second of the day. He doesn't understand how he lived. He didn't eat. He didn't see any miracles. He didn't see people come to him and ask him for things and miracles. Now he never. But he does, that thing he took, this was someone who knew the Gabbai. He told me this in his name. Any event, he's there in Har Menuchos, in a very holy place. A lot of very chashuv people here in that section of Rav Aaron Mibels, and how did I get in? How did I get in? So I said, look what he has today. Rav Aaron Mibels, the mamash, who's barely survived. Look at Rav Chutner. He produced a very big kehila, Chaim Blin, the Satmar Rav, certain people that their legacy, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, their legacy, mamash, it took on a whole dimension that's incredibly powerful. And David over here is saying, "Davani kizayis ra'anon beveis elukim, batachti b'ches elukim oylam vo'ed, and to bonai ubnei bonai, I will live on. I have no doubt about it. I'm not like doyek or doymi, this wicked person who's just interested in money and covered and corruption. I'm not like them. I'm going to be kizayis ra'anan b'dei selukim, bonai u'b'nei bonai. They are going to carry my legacy." All right, let's take a look over here, what it says over here in some of the mefarshim before we can go tomorrow to the next mizmar. Let's try to see a few things over here. Okay, let's look at the Rid. The Rid on page 472. So we said over here that our hafti, that over here, David is cursing Doyek, and he says, "You love Divrei Vola." So we read the Mitzudah David. We spoke about it. It means Lashon Hara is spoken in secret, in concealment. The Rid says, "Divrei Horechilos, okay, that's really what we said before, just to reinforce that with this pasuk, very similar. Okay, let's now take a look over here at the Malbim. Ahafta. Pasuk Vav. Just one Malbim here. Pasuk Vav. Ahafta. Lifridiri Chazal Hager Huamoleki Shehid. Now, this is a very important Malbim. This is very kedai to appreciate what it says over here. Telling you over here, this is the Malbim is referencing what he wrote, a synopsis of what he wrote in Sefer Shmuel. This is amazing stuff. And I don't know where he got this from, if this is a Midrashim or this is his own ideas. He's telling you secrets that you're not going to hear, you know, even when they teach Tanakh in school, they teach you Tanakh, they don't tell you this. This stuff is inside information. You're not going to hear, and I really wonder where he got this from. He writes over Hafta Lefi Divri Chazal, according to the Yalkut Shemani, signing the Yalkut Shemani in Medrash, Hager Ho'amoleki, Shehigit, calls him the Ger Ho'amoleki. We learned before that why was he called Doye Ko'adomi? He was an Erlich, he was a Chasidisha with Peis, you know, and Yichus going back. He happened to live in Edoim. Because his mailing address was in Edom, that's why he's called Doyek Ho'adom. No different than a Jew today who's a Meyuchas back to Har Sinai. He lives in America. You call him an American. If he lives in Canada, he's a Canadian. Live in Mexico, he's a Mexican. Okay? Because that's where he lives. No. According to the Yalkut Shmoyni, he was called an Adoimi because he was a ger. He was a convert. And Edom is a very broad term, as many different subcategories, and one of the subcategories of Edom is Amalek. Amalek was the grandson of Esav, and Esav is Edom. Esav who Edom? And one of Esav's Einichlach, he has many Einichlach that are wicked, but one of them is Amalek. So the Adomi is the Ger Ho'amaleki that informed David that Shaul has died. Everyone knows that story, that there was a milchama. There was a milchama against the Pelishtim, and Shaul realized that he's about to be captured, and he did not want to be captured alive by the enemy because they would torture him to death. So he told his servant, his weapon carrier, "Kill me." And the weapon carrier said, "No way, I'm not going to kill you. So Shaul, I'll do it myself." So he fell on his sword, he committed suicide. And then this servant went and he ran to David and told David that Shaul died. And he lied, in fact, and he told him, "I killed him." Because he thought by telling David that I killed him, he'll score points. Because he knew that David and Shaul did not get along. And if this is the one, the hero who killed Shaul, that will score points with David. David will appoint him to a very high position in his new government. So he lied. Everything that this person did was just a lie. Who was this person? This was none other than Doyek Ho'adoimi. He was called Adoimi because he was a ger from Edom, and Edom again has many different categories, different nations, and the nation we're discussing over here is Amalek. Lefidir v'chazal, hager hu amoleki yishigin l'dovim b'misa shol v'shehu harogo yucho yudoye eko adoimi. Ukvar be'arti b'feirushi sh'be'emes lo horak doye geshul. The truth is, he didn't kill shol. Why did this Ger Hu Amaleki tell David that he killed him? Claim to have killed him. She thought, he'll score points. David will be very, he'll love him. David, you're an idiot. You think I'm happy that you killed Shaul, the Mashiach Hashem. Dom chal roish shecha. Ki Ficha ona v'chol leimor anochi mosati es Mashiach Hashem. Now, this is very, very interesting. Now, David said to him, "You have just confessed that you murdered the Mashiach. It was a false admission, but you murdered the Mashiach Hashem. So everyone across the world will tell you that the subject of the Mashiach Hashem is Shaul. So." The Malm says no. The subject is Achimelech. Achimelech. The one in our pasuk, the Noiv Yerakoyhanim. Noiv Yerakoyhanim, Doeg told Shaul before. Doeg is always just doing whatever in his best interest. Doeg went and he ran to Shaul. Do you know what happened? David was running away from you and he went into the Noiv Yerakoyhanim and Achimelech gave David bread, the lechem upon him. Shush, what? Go and wipe out the whole Noiv Ir HaKoyhanim. Doeg says, yes, my master. And he runs to Noiv Ir HaKoyhanim and he murders Achimelech. So Achimelech is the Mashiach Hashem. He is the Kohen Gadol. And then Doeg later, he tells David, I killed Shaul. He's claiming, David knew you're a liar, you didn't kill Shaul, but you did kill Achimelech. That I do know. And for that, you're going to die. Domcha al roishecha, kificha, your own mouth, onavacha, has testified against yourself, lemar anochi mosati es Mashiach Hashem. Ritzoy noy loymar, hagam, according to the Malbum, David discerned, David knew at that moment that you're a liar. You're telling me now that you killed Shaul. I have my sources. I have my spies. I have drones in the sky that tell me that you did not kill Shaul. Shaul killed himself. So that you're a liar. Hagam sh'ata dibarta sheker. And therefore, if you did not kill him, I shouldn't kill you because the truth is, I know the truth. The truth is, you didn't murder Shaul. He killed himself. But I'm still going to kill you. You know why? Al kol ponim ato choratzto miso al atzmecha. You have already signed your death certificate yourself. Al yidei divrei ficha. V'romaz loy shebechol zois kivor horages Mashiach Hashem shehu Achimelech. HaKoyhein HaGodol Shohoyo Mashiach B'Shemen HaMishcha V'Nereg Al Yodo. You killed him because you went and you told Shaul that he gave me bread and Shaul told you go kill him and you did kill him. V'Zeo Shomer Ato L'Shoin Mirma. You have a tongue of deceit. Ato Ohavta Kol Divrei Vola. You love to lie. V'Al Yidei Kach Tikoshel B'Lashoincha B'Atzmecha. Your own tongue will do yourself in. All right, it needs a little bit of work to really translate it a little bit better, but basically this revealing over here, a pshat in the pasuk, and I'm telling you, you're not going to hear about it. This is something very unique. Very, very unique, and there's a lot of incredible things are happening over here. We're saying that it's all the same person. This one person reappears wherever you go. Doeg is the one that said Lashon Hara about David. And Doeg was the one that killed Achimelech and Noiv Yerakoyhanim. David was the Ger Hu Amaleki that had a conversation with Shaul before Shaul killed himself. And this Doeg was the one that told David what happened, and he lied. And David then killed him primarily for killing Achimelech. Incredible stuff, isn't it? And this is how he puts all these pieces together. Okay, let's finish. I want to finish up today. Tomorrow we can do tomorrow a new chapter. Okay, let's see. Now, look in the Radak. when we learned all of these curse words, pardon the expression, that David cursed, we really struggled, what's the difference between all of these words? Ordinarily, you know, you go to the Malbum, or you go to the Mitzudois. Here, we have someone new on the scene that gives us the more precision in these words, the Radak. On page 473, if you look in Pasuk Zayin, he really explains what the words are. He says over here the word, look at the word very quickly. So he seems to say the word Yitotzcha means you drove out. We translate the word Yitotzcha to mean to smash, to smithereens, and to demolish. He says no. Kimo sha'ata nitatzta v'geirashta. V'geirashta, you drove out. All right, let's go further. So to me, Hashem, drive you out. Me'olecha. Okay, could be. Then when it says, okay, then go jump down two lines. When it says, yachtecha, Hashem yikochacha, Hashem should take you. So it doesn't mean to break. Everyone else said it means to break. He says, may Hashem take you away. And then when it says the word yisochacha, Hitaka says there the word demolish. So basically his three words are, Hashem should drive you out, should take you away, and should demolish you. Different than what we learned before, which they all basically say means the same thing. It means, all three basically mean the same thing, is to smash the smithereens. He says, no, drive you out, take you, and demolish you. Then he says another pshat. V'adoi ni'ovi, zal perash, yachtecha, yisrofcha, burn you. Ooh, a whole new translation. Hashem should burn you, v'yav ircha, burn you. Okay? One more thing, I think one more thing left, I will mark down. Okay, one more thing, and we'll finish with this mizmar. Pasuk Zayin in the Likutei Shas on the bottom of the page 473, Gam kel yitotzcha lenetzach yachtecha v'yisocha mi'ol v'sheireshcha mi'eretz chayim sela. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Madrsev gam kel yitotzcha lenetzach. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu l'David. They say this is a peldik amam chazal. David says, David, I know you really hate doyek. This chazal is beyond understanding. One of these Mamari Chazal that you really have to, you wonder, really shakes up the whole Hashkafa, or the Koyach of people, whatever this means. David cursed Doeg like no one else. He cursed him out of this world. So it says in the Medrash that this curse was not said in this world, it was said in the next world. They came to the next world, and Hashem said, David, would you mind if I take Doeg out of Gehenim and let him vacation in Gan Eden? You know, he needs a vacation. Give him a little Gan Eden. Let him, you know, he's in Gehenim there. Come out for a few weeks to Florida. We'll go down to Florida for Gan Eden. Hashem says to David, Neise Doeg lo Olmo Da'ase? Do you give permission, David, for Doeg to go to Olam Haba? Since when do people make these decisions? We are under the impression the only one that makes decisions where you go to the Gehenim, you go to Gan Eden, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no one that makes these decisions other than Hashem. What? Do you tell anyone to go to Gan Eden? Since when does Hashem consult with human beings and ask them, what do you think? Should we let him go to Gan Eden? Well, that's what it says here in this Medrash. Hashem says, David, I know you hate him. Maybe we can still let him come to Gan Eden. Neisei doig la'olma da'asei. Amar lefanav, David says, no way. No way, Jose. Gam kel yitotzcha lonetzach. This man should be driven out. Now the word driven, this is very good. Driven out of Gan Eden forever. My dechsev, what is in the pasuk? Yachtecha v'yisracha me'ol v'sheireshcha me'eretz chayim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu lemushmaitz be'midrasha mishmei. Okay, fine. David, fine. I agree. If you do not want him to enter Gan Eden, I'm not going to argue with you. He'll stay in Gehenna. He's not coming here. But in the Beis Medrash, do you mind if they say over a chiddush in his name? In the Bezdin Shalmaila, in the Yeshiva Shalmaila, Doeg is rotting away in Gehenna. He ain't going nowhere. David cursed him lonetzach. But at least in the Gan Eden, in the Bez Yeshiva Shalmaila, they'll still say over a chiddush Torah. So what's the bet? Obviously, if they're going to say over a Dvar Torah in the name of Doeg, even though Doeg isn't burning away in Gehenna, he'll have a little Hanah. Right? It's obviously going to change. It'll change his matzef. What do you say about that? Omar Lefanov David said, no way. No way. Don't even let them say in the Yeshiva Shalmaila a vort in his name. David said, Lehevei lei benin rabbanon. Okay, David, whatever you say, Doeg is going to be in Gehenna forever. We're never going to let them say in the Beis Medrash, Yeshiva Shalmaila or Dvar Torah in his name. But what about his children? Do you maybe fargin that at least Doeg can have an enikol that will go to Gan Eden? Enikol, what do you want from the enikolach? What do you want from them? What do they do to you? David said, no way. V'sheireshcha me'eretz chayim sela. If this is not a pella to you, I don't know what is a pella. No, it's a pella on many, many accounts. It is a shocking pella that HaKadosh Baruch Hu consults with David. And it's also shocking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to allow Doeg even to go to Gan Eden. And at least they should say over in the Yeshiva Shalmaila Dvar Torah in his name. Or at least they should let him have children. And David makes the decision, nothing, nothing, nothing. Wicked is wicked, good riddance. Yeah.
To me, it's like this. He learned that David tells us him to wipe out his memory, the children, everything. He'll be 3,000 years later learning about him. We know about him. How many good people were around David in this time? We don't know nothing.
So he's saying that, this is an age-old question. It's sort of a person, by being wicked, he's given a legacy. Everyone mentions his name. Hitler, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro. If Hitler was just a mailman, just a barber, no one even know he existed.
The guys who want to assassinate, to kill Hitler, nobody knows the names of him. And him, they know.
Okay, that's an age-old question, but it doesn't make a difference. Wicked, they're worse off, much more worse off because of the crime. Even though everyone mentions their name, it's not always a milah to have covet. It's not always a milah. It's like I told you the story many times. Like a person comes, there's a president of a big shul, a big fancy shul, and he invites one of his friends. Could you come to Shabbos? Come, I'll be a guest of my home. Okay. Goes to Shabbos, the president sits all the way in the front on the stage with the rabbi, and the guest, he sits in the back, you know, like a balabas. No one knows that he's the guest by the president, and he's sitting there, and wherever he turns, all the balabatim, they're mumbling under their breath, groise klolos, about the president. What an idiot, what a meshugana. Everything that the president does in shul, the balabatim, and this guy, oh my God, oh my. Whew, he's a guest by the president. And this goes on the whole Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos, he's about to leave, go back home, and he says to the president, tell me, why do you want to be president here of the shul? What do you gain out of being the president of the shul? They don't pay you. It's a lot of work. He didn't tell him what people say about him. So he says, don't you know? I do it for the covet. I do it for the covet. Okay, it's a sickness. It's mamish a sickness. Okay, so this concludes this Mizmar Baruch Hashem. We've concluded Mizmar Nun Beis, and in Yerushalayim tomorrow we go on to Mizmar Nun Gimel. Okay, I'll take a short break, and then we're going to talk about Yoim Shlishi LeParshas B'Shalach, the Parshas Hamon, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Mirimanov. So let's talk. We'll talk about the Mon. The Lechem Abidim in a few moments after we come back from our short break.
Rabbi, what shaykh was Doeg from?
I'm sorry?